Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Do you remember when your friend made a bad choice, a wrong decision like walking out of a marriage or quitting a job over a petty disagreement? Or allowing a disagreement to break a long-time friendship? And you said, "My friend just isn't thinking straight." Actually, it may not have been the other person at all. It could have been you. Straight thinking cuts to the core of the issue and sees the whole in perspective. It gives you a grasp of the possible consequences, something we rarely have when our decisions are cluttered with anger or bias. How do you think straight? Put these guidelines into practice in your personal life, and you will see the difference. Guideline number one, rid your mind of emotional clutter. It's here you have to evaluate the factors which have been colored by your thinking. Ask yourself, what's my motive? Is my thinking influenced by anger, been out of kilter by jealousy or revenge? Is it wishful thinking to presume that the other person is going to respond the same way as I do when there has been no indication of that previously? One of the big reasons that we don't think straight is that our thinking is definitely colored by what we hope to see happen, when in reality, it is often the very opposite. Straight thinking faces the facts and accepts them. It is willing to face personal rejection and to do something about it. Guideline number two, straight thinking faces the consequences of our actions. That's exactly what most people refuse to do when it comes to domestic problems. Anniversaries, birthdays, funerals, and even joyful occasions such as weddings and christenings are all affected by what you do. Straight thinking looks down the road and realizes that with every decision there are consequences, and your decision to turn your back on a set of unpleasant circumstances may only confront you with a much worse scenario later. Are you willing to face that fact? Straight thinking also means facing the consequences of doing nothing at all. For example, you have a lump in your breast and you're afraid that it might be cancer. Straight thinking says, go find out right now while something can be done about it. Fuzzy or ineffective thinking hopes it will go away. Guideline number three, straight thinking includes consultation with God, our Heavenly Father. Now, few people understand the importance of the connection with heaven. You are thinking straight when you understand God knows the future. He knows the turns and the bends in the road of life. He also knows what will happen to you, which may come as a surprise to you, but certainly not to Him. Straight thinking includes God in our lives and the decisions we make as we ask, Father, what is your will? What do you want me to do? And when you ask that in sincerity, it's amazing how quickly fuzzy, ineffective thinking becomes focused and clear. Quickly, you see the consequences and you see the right road. With David, we cry, teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Guideline number four. Straight thinking lets you see where you have gone astray. It motivates you to make in-flight corrections and get back on target. This requires action. You've got to see where you missed the road to get back on it. And once you see things clearly, it becomes easy to turn around and head in the right direction. Whether you are a college student, an unhappy partner in a marriage, or a business person whose thinking has grown fuzzy, it's never too late to start thinking straight. You'll never be sorry that you took the time to think through your life and your future.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.